Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Volley Vibes. I'm your host, Coach Willcap, wishing y'all a happy belated Valentine's Day. Shout out to all the couples and singles out there. And all the listeners continuing to join me as I uncover these entertaining and fun stories that I haven't heard about yet with some of the closest volleyball friends that I've met throughout the years. First off, I got the captain of both the Open Gym Warriors and the Sunday Funday crew, who's not afraid to speak his mind, and the Korean triathlete, also known as Mr. Nice Guy. It's my friends Brandon Lozano and Michael Jung, but you can call us the
ACL boys.
Let's go. ACLs, brother. With broken freaking ACLs. Yeah, I want to ask,
should we start off how we met?
Yeah, we could do that. How we first met, and I guess like how long you've been playing, where you've been playing.
I met Will a long time ago, maybe like 2012, 2013, when I was a fucking noob. Thought I was the shit at Twin Peaks. He was like the only guy nice to me, you know, because you know middle court people can be fucking assholes. And then that's it. I'd always see him outside, like at the club, still saying hi to me, being super nice.
Dude, I miss Twin Peaks, man.
Twin Peaks was a good place. Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yes.
And that gym used to get like super popping too. Like all
the time. It was the gym to like go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For sure. Absolutely. Mike, did you ever play at Twin Peaks?
I think I did, but I don't remember playing with either of you there.
He probably went one time and he's like, this place is trash.
I feel like he started playing more recently, Open Gym.
Is that true?
I think it was 2019 summer when I got more involved in Open Gym. Oh, yeah,
so that's super recent.
Tell us about how you first got introduced to volleyball.
Oh, to volleyball, I played on my high school team. It was sort of like...
Which high school?
It was an international school in Korea called Seoul Foreign School.
Shout out to Seoul.
Yeah.
Shout out to Korea.
A lot of the actually basketball players also played volleyball, and the skills translated really well. There was no like initial, oh, I want to play volleyball kind of thing. It was like,
did you have some friends that like pulled you in that was like, hey, Mike, let's go try out for the volleyball team?
No, I think sports in general was a hyped up thing in Korea, at my school especially. Mm-hmm. And there was no one person that was like, let's go play. It was like, everyone wants to go. And so I guess I was kind of following the herd.
Gotcha. I mean, you said that most of them were like basketball players, right?
Yeah.
So who was the leader, man? Were you the leader?
No, by no means was I the leader.
Like, did you have friends that like, hey, I'm going to play volleyball. Let's go play volleyball. Did you have friends?
No. No, it was just like announcements throughout the day. They're like, oh, volleyball tryouts. And a lot of my friends were thinking about it. And it was not like, oh, let's go try out together. It was more like, I'm going to go. Are you going to go? And it's like,
Gotcha.
No, I'll go. I'll go check
then
it out.
Then you fell in love.
I mean,
after the one.
He likes basketball
bike.
Better, to be yeah. honest.
Okay.
Why is he in this podcast? Wow, the host is fucking up.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to...
So professional. Wow.
I'm definitely leaving that in there.
But yeah, that's cool. I never played in high school. I was a band geek up until after high school.
I mean, if you weren't in band, you're a nerd.
I mean, I guess. But like, I wanted to play volleyball in high school, but you know, I was so good, you know what I mean? So my teacher wouldn't let me. But I got into it after high school because some church group invited me out to play. And then they kicked me out because I got too competitive.
Dang. Okay, wait. So, I mean, granted that like your first experience with volleyball was like through a church or like group, right?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of church groups play volleyball.
Yeah. Is that a thing? No. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But speaking
they weren't
on
Samoan
that,
either. They were just like
gotcha,
regular
gotcha.
Filipino church.
Was it, yo, what does that matter?
All Samoan churches play volleyball. It's a real thing.
That's true. But okay, so was it a church here in Mira Mesa or?
Yeah, it was like the Good Shepherd people.
No way.
Yeah.
You know Gino?
Yeah. He works here. He used to, at least.
Wow.
If I'm allowed to say this. We're not filming here, but, you know.
Freaking shout out to Gino, man.
Gino Milan, right?
Yeah. Man, him and his wife, Melinda, freaking.
Oh, they just got married, huh, in March?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I was supposed to photograph your wedding, but I couldn't. Damn, all the tea's coming out today.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
Sorry, no, man.
It's crazy.
I was busy.
It's crazy because, like I hung out with this guy all 4 years of, like, high school. Maybe, like, 3.5, maybe, right?
Are you guys the same age?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We graduated the same year, and I didn't even know he played volleyball until I saw him at Twin Peaks.
He plays volleyball?
He plays volleyball. Him and Melinda.
That's news to me.
Dude, he's fun to have on your team, you know?
Super nice guy. But yeah, that whole group, like, invited me out to play once, and then later in the years, one of my close friends who was part of that church was like, yeah, we don't play anymore because you got a little too competitive.
Damn.
I was like, oh, God.
That's so weird, because...
But I am, though, so...
Yeah. I think that's a good thing. But, like, from when I've played with them, they do get really competitive at times, you know? So
maybe
that's
it was
why...
because I wasn't really close to them.
Mm.
They probably thought I was an asshole.
Gotcha. He's like, who's this hot shot just coming out the woodwork?
He doesn't even know how to play. Why is he being a little bitch? That was me.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Damn. Okay. Yeah. I also wanted to ask. So, Mike, when you moved over here,
yeah,
who was it that you first met through, I guess, through volleyball?
The first person I met through volleyball. That's pretty tough.
Like, how did you hear about open gyms? Like,
who reeled you in, yeah, dude?
I actually have no recollection of it.
you just decided to show up one day?
Your memory just starts of you just playing, and there wasn't any kind of, like...
Yeah, I think all the open gyms meshed together, and eventually I forgot, like...
Well, like, a lot of open gym is, like, word of mouth, you know what I mean?
That's true, yeah.
So you'd have to hear from somebody.
I think I was at UCSD open gyms.
Those are fun. Yeah, those are fun. Then, I've been a few times.
I've never been to one, ever.
I heard, while I was talking to some of the people there, they're like, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of open gyms throughout San Diego. And I think Doyle was the first one I went to. I forgot who told me exactly, but...
Was it Mia?
It was not Mia.
Mia didn't go to UCSD.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I feel like I would have seen her at, like, all open gyms. And...
Because we were all in the same group, and then we would always just go.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, plus, like, when I first met Mike... Like, I think you were always on, like, Mia's team or something. So I was like, okay, maybe they met through volleyball or something.
When was this?
I don't know. When I first met you at Doyle, dude.
Wait, I didn't even know Mia.
Was it Doyle?
No, it was Nobel.
Nobel, yeah.
No, Doyle is on Mondays, but he would go to Nobel more often.
I see.
Right?
Yeah, no, but...
I would go to both.
I first met you, Mike, at Doyle... And I was like, dude, this guy's got, like, this bionic knee brace and stuff, and he's running cuts, and he jumps out the gym.
You know, that's the reason why I, like, talk to you.
Why?
Because you had a bionic leg, too.
That big old knee, heavy-duty
knee both brace. Had one, and I was like, this guy's my friend. And then one day, we were, like, up against the net, like, you know, right next to each other, and I was like, did you tear your ACL? And then you were like, only half. And I was like, dude, me too. And we're friends now. We're best buds.
That's crazy. Speaking of, like, ACL tears, both of yours were within, like, the last 2 years, right?
Yeah, mine happened maybe 2 years ago, almost 2 years. 2 years in February, March.
Yeah, mine's reaching about the 3-year mark coming April.
Dang, that's crazy. And then Mike just recently got his ACL reconstructive surgery done.
Yes, I did.
Which one did you take, man?
Which option? Oh, I took the patella tendon.
Was there any reason why?
I think that's typically the standard right now because there's a lot of data on it. I think the other options were a cadaver, which...
Yeah, or your hamstring.
Or your hamstring tendon.
So, like, that was part of, like, my contemplation was, like, if I took, you know, something out of, like, my patella or, like, my hamstring, I'm like... I feel like, in theory, that's making that leg a little weaker still. Instead of, like...
It's just a piece. It can grow back, right?
Can it grow back?
Muscle can grow back.
I think there are some studies that show the tendons growing back, or at least the bone part.
Not guaranteed.
I mean, it's like this big. Come on.
But there are definitely a lot of professional athletes who've gone through that same route and have come back better or just as the same they were before the injury.
Yeah. So, but I mean, like, some of these athletes also have access to, like,
the top tier quality
money.
Exactly. Like,
they can get the surgery the next day. Like, yeah. It's crazy.
Dude, you, like, some of these athletes will go see the doctor and they see him, like, every day. When I underwent my surgery, they're like, oh, you can walk? All right, you're good, dude. Yeah. Get out there. You're
bro,
good.
When I tore my ACL, I go to the emergency room, right? The doctor just tells me, like, oh, like, you just have, like, what do you call it?
It's like a partial tear?
No, like, I think it's called, like, patella tendonitis or something.
Uh-huh.
Like, just take, like, Motrin. You'll be fine in the morning, right? I said, what the f-? Shout out to, I think it's Sharp in La Jolla. Yeah. You're oh, fucking stupid. So I go home and I'm like still broken. And then the next day I go back to or I scheduled an appointment with like a orthopedic doctor.
Okay.
And then he what do you call it? He ordered a MRI.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I found out that I tore my ACL. A month later.
It's so crazy because like when I at the moment I was like, oh man, it's probably just a bad strain on my knee and all that. And it's like super fat, right? And
when you tore yours?
Yeah, I tore mine back in 2009.
You didn't right? think you like tore anything.
At first I was like, I think it's just a really bad sprain.
Yeah.
But and like obviously my knee, my leg swelled up and I was like, I don't think I can play the rest of the tournament, guys.
Oh, but then you tore the whole thing though.
It was a complete tear. Okay. Yeah, it was a complete tear. But I was like getting up, like I got helped to the bench and I was trying to like move around on the side and I was like, hey guys, I can move back and forth, like let me play the next game, let me try.
I heard fully tearing is completely different than a half tear. Like a half tear, you're done, you can't move it because you know it's like still there.
Oh, I see.
Because like for me, when I tore mine, I fell to the ground and I couldn't like put any weight on it. I couldn't move, I couldn't walk.
Yeah,
like, it was bad.
Dang.
But I know a lot of athletes who tear their ACL fully and they can still go back to playing, you know what I mean, right after. But like it's not, you're not supposed to, but
yeah,
you know, they could at least, you know what I mean.
Dude, that's so crazy, man. Was it the same for you, Mike?
I when I tore it, I just limped off the court and I had to drive myself home. It was painful, but
I drove myself home too. Yeah,
it was.
I had no choice.
Yeah, I was at the gym by myself. I was, and everyone was kind of busy, and so I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna push myself and drive," even though it was painful and a little scary. But I got home safely.
That's good, man. I mean, so going back to people that like athletes that have torn it and then they've gone to play. I was playing in a Tuesday night league at the YMCA, and this girl like. 2 weeks before, she got messed up. She tore something in her knee. And, like, I think... During the game, yeah. Okay. Fast forward 2 weeks, right? And so she's playing again. And everyone's like, why is she playing? Like, and we're just talking amongst ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Later on, like, my game starts going off. We start playing. And then the next thing I hear is the alarm kind of going off. And, like, the back doors are open. Sirens are going off. Paramedics come in and is, like, carting her off.
So what happened?
Whatever happens after you tear your ACL and you try to play, that's what happened. And we were, because like the way how the YMCA is set up, one court is on one side of the gym and there's like a screen kind of barrier and then the other court, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to see.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened except everyone was like kind of like yelling and shouting. And
I bet
like
you her fucking leg like. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing holding it.
Yeah, right. Well,
yeah, it might have torn.
First of all, she's a fucking idiot. Like, why would you do that?
That's so crazy. Yeah.
Was she wearing a brace at least?
I think she was at least wearing a brace.
Okay, probably the wrong brace. She's probably wearing like a patella brace.
Like, Will does it all the time. It must be good for me.
Damn, sucks.
Which is crazy because, yeah, I didn't get like a really big heavy-duty brace, but I just took a patella strap and I just like tightened the crap out of it. And so now I have like a little indent under my knee.
I mean, but ACLs, braces protect the side, so your leg doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Right?
The reason why I did that was like, I was just like trying to keep everything tight.
Mm.
Right? So like, even if I move to the side, like...
It won't go anywhere.
Yeah, it won't go anywhere. At least that's what I was thinking. And now it's...
Do you know her? Is she okay? Is she all good?
I mean, I haven't talked to her in like quite some time, but after that whole ordeal, I think she just never played volleyball again, but rather just chill. She was still able to like go to work and stuff, you know.
She's too traumatized.
I bet.
I'd be.
I would be.
Her foot was probably facing the other way. Shoot.
My gosh.
Yeah. So like when you guys like tore it, were you guys just overcome with grief or?
I was fucking sad. Am I allowed to cuss on this, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was sad. I was depressed for a good like 3 months. I'm like, I'm never gonna play volleyball again. I can't even drive. I can't even go to the store. Like, well, for Mike, it's different. He started walking like 2 days later.
This guy, Mike, you heal like Wolverine or something.
No,
dude, I know.
By no means. I didn't think anything of it when I initially tore it. And then I played basketball again, I think, 3 or 4 weeks after. And then that's when the instability came playing again. I was like, oh, shoot, I need to check this out. And then once I figured it out, I just rehabbed it and took the more conservative approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully tore it, actually.
2 months ago?
2 months ago, something like that. So that
playing
was...
against those little scrubs,
don't
dude.
Out him like that, damn.
No, but it's just because, like, you put a lot of heart in the court when you play, dude. So like even like you're playing against like scrubs or if you're playing against someone really good,
still gotta go hard,
dude. That's what I'm saying. Like I think, what was it, like you were going for a pass or like you pivoted kind of in a weird way,
yeah,
in an awkward way, and then
I think I was standing up straight and then I rotated my body, and then that's when I heard a pop in my knee. It was like the slightest movement too.
It was really small,
and so
I was watching him.
My ligament was probably
I mean, I'm like, pass it, bitch. You know what I mean?
So when I heard the pop, I was like, oh my gosh. And then it felt more unstable. So
dang. That's so crazy. I mean, so, okay. So after you tore it, like, what were some of the things you were thinking about?
Whether I could take the conservative approach again or this time try something different and go with the surgery.
But he's been wanting the surgery. You've been talking about it.
Yeah, because then you were saying that you... partially tore it before, and yeah, it's always kind of been in the back of your mind, right?
Yeah, because it was never going to be pre-injury condition, so it was always in the back of my mind. And then I guess when that happened, I was like, okay, this might be a great chance to just get the surgery and see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't have the surgery done, but then again, I'm not going to be a pro volleyball player anyway, so it's fine.
Bro, you remind me of freaking Jose, dude.
Shout out to Jose, the ghost of volleyball.
Dude.
He has a bionic leg, too.
Oh, does he?
Like.
Legend says.
Dude. This guy's, like, really, like, long story short, like, this guy's, like, a really good volleyball player, right? And then I think I was there the day that he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
I see him, like Mike, like, 2 weeks later, and this guy's, like, at open gym, and he's got, like, this heavy, like, a heavy-duty brace. You know, trying to talk to him about it, and he's all like, oh yeah, I got this from CVS, blah blah blah. And I was like, damn, dude.
But I think anyone who plays sports knows that, like, they try not to let an injury stop them.
Oh yeah,
they'll want to go back on the court right away.
Absolutely.
I've done that a lot of times where, like, I'll sprain an ankle and be like, just wrap it up and deal with it, you know what I mean?
I'll walk it off later.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
Well, going back to how I felt actually afterwards the injury, you get a sense of how the small things in life, just even walking or getting up, you take for granted.
Oh, for sure.
And mm-hmm. So,
showering?
I mean, yeah, showering, getting
terrible
through the bathroom, whatever you need to do. And then, like, I hate how it took this large injury for us to kind of understand
appreciate
that.
Appreciate it?
Yeah, I appreciate it. So.
Like, when I tore mine, I was thinking about, like, damn, like, some people don't got, like, two legs. Yeah.
So, yeah, like, you have
why to... Why am I complaining?
Appreciate everything. But I guess people learn it through whatever trauma or experience they go
yeah.
through.
And, I mean, like, sometimes it takes a very extreme event to hit us, right?
That's, like, a lesson in life in general, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I can recall back, like, as if it was yesterday to when I was in bed lying with the freaking foam,
you know, to raise your leg.
Your leg. I don't know what it's called, but it's like a freaking styrofoam pillow that you rest your leg on, and it's concaved in a way that, like, your leg's not gonna move.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, looking at my feet and toe. Yeah, dude, I was like tearing
I cried.
Up. I was like cried. Tearing up, and I'm like, when am I going to play volleyball again, yes. dude? You know?
Yeah.
And so another thing like I wanted to ask you guys that I asked myself during that time was like, what volleyball has done for me? So like, what has it done for you guys?
It made like sweating fun. I'm a pretty like big gums dude, and like I don't like working out, but like this made it fun. You know what I mean? I would play like 4 or 5 times a week, and you don't really think of it as working out, but like you can lose a lot of calories. Like
absolutely, for sure, absolutely. Especially if you're playing like a couple of times a week and you're going hard every single time. Even if you're like getting intense, trying to yell at people, you'll start to sweat doing that.
Dude, yeah. So yeah, that's what it did for me.
What about you, Mike?
And I met a lot of good people like you guys.
Hey, shout out to Brandon for that.
For me, I mean, it's not specifically volleyball, but it's just overall health. It helps me not have to focus so much on my health as much when I am partaking in sports and activities. It also gives me some motivation when I train for something like a competition or something like that. It gives me some motivation while including that health aspect.
With motivation, it's funny that you mentioned that because oftentimes whenever I would play and I would see people on the court and I'm playing against or usually playing with, like I'll see someone play really well and I'll use that as like, oh man, if that guy can do it, freaking I can do that too. You know, that guy jumps and his chest is over the net. Like, so what if he's 6'5"? Like, I could do that.
Yeah, I feel it.
Did you guys see how volleyball would, I guess, grow to where it is for you guys now from when you first started? I mean, granted that you started in like the church's backyard.
Oh, yeah. It's more competitive. You know what I mean? You're actually, it's different when you play with people who actually know how to play. Because volleyball, like, it's not really fun with people who don't know how to play. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I'm not the type to, like, not invite someone just because they don't know how to play. You know what I mean? But I guess it just depends on the vibe we're all going for.
I kind of like it sometimes when you're around people who aren't familiar with the sport. Because it kind of tests
cute
how...
girls there.
Oh, my God. Not what I was thinking of. Whoop, whoop. But it kind of tests how you're playing and whether you can support your team.
That's true.
And you learn a lot of things, too, what you lack when everyone else is lacking as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I like
that's
those.
Mike's the one being carried over.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there, too. So I've been.
I think we've all been there.
I've been in that position. Absolutely. And I hate it when people are glaring at you because you made a mistake. But it's like I haven't had enough repetitions like you had to get comfortable with it. So when I'm playing with people who are of less skill, then I can put myself in their shoes.
Yeah, shout out to the assholes in the open gym that do that. I won't name any names, but...
Yeah, I mean, by no means am
y'all
I...
Y'all know who you are.
Am I really good either? So I'm still learning from a lot of my mistakes. But I would say I'm better than a very, very beginner. So when I play with these people, that's how I think about it.
And I think it's kind of good, like, you know, obviously... everyone starts at a certain level and it's nice when you have like a mentor there to coach you or kind of like show you the ropes in terms of like, oh, where am I supposed to be on the court? Like if the hitter's hitting from the right side.
And volleyball is a sport where like you can only get better the more you play. Like you can only do so much by yourself. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you can work on technique, whatever, but like you learn more about the game playing games, I feel like.
Yeah. And I think I was fortunate enough to, like, when I was growing up, from, like, high school into, like, college and stuff, that I would always try to seek out, like, the best players around San Diego. And you know, I was pretty much trash. And
that's the shitty part, too, because you'll get better faster if you play with good people.
Yeah.
But good people are dicks. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, you just got to find the right group to play with, pretty much.
That's true. Speaking of groups, did you guys settle in on like a group that you really, really like playing with?
I mean, the group that I normally play with, we've all started off the same level since the beginning. I mean, it's grown where like we'll bring in some people that we like to play with that we've met through open gyms, like Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Welcome to the club, bro.
But that's it. I mean, I'm not one of those assholes who are like, I mean, I can't be sometimes, but like... like, oh, he sucks. Don't invite him. Do you know what I mean?
Like who?
I'm not going to say name.
What about you, Mike?
Specific groups, I feel like I've just went with who was the friendliest and who also could play really well. So I wasn't stuck to one group mainly until everyone started playing outdoors and I just hung out with you all more and got to know you all more. Yeah, nothing set in stone for me. And I like that because then I can also expand on my skills. If I see someone playing better, then I can learn from them as well. But always remembering like the close group I had too.
Damn. I was one single tear, dude.
Why?
Because that was beautiful, man. That was
so fucking sweet, man.
Speaking on that note, I'm actually quite the opposite. I've been trying to play with as many groups
you
as
you play
I
with
can.
Everyone, bro. Fucking volleyball dude. Whore out here.
Basically, man.
That's because Will knows like the whole fucking volleyball community.
For me, especially like growing up and playing with like so many like really good players from like different skill levels, it was a great way for me to gauge how well I play, right? So like if I played against the top people at Balboa, how does my experience stack up against like someone that I would play at Doyle? And so that was kind of like a huge driving factor for me. So whether if it's like people from San Diego or maybe I'll even travel up to as far as like probably LA just to play. But like,
would that influence you on whether you would go to that open gym depending on how you experienced what skill level?
It motivated me more so before. I mean, right now, hell no. I mean, granted that, like,
if Will knows there's scrubs there, he won't go. Unless we all go. Do you know what I mean?
Like, okay, so one of the open gyms that I can recall where I was like, oh, man, all these guys are kind of scrubby. Like, do I really want to play here?
Who? Where?
It was, say it. It was, what was it? It was near Tirasana.
Was it in Tirasana? I think it was
Tirasana, or I think it was Sara Mesa. But even Mira Mesa Rec Center, man.
That was fun.
Dude, no, I've gone at times and I'm like, dude, this guy is out to kill me. He's coming under the net. He's all up in the net. And I'm like.
Well, a lot of times open gyms are like, you know, high school players who just low-key want to show off and.
Right, right.
Pretty much prove themselves, but then they end up hurting everybody, which sucks.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's like every time they would come under, I'm like getting flashbacks, like happening before my eyes of like, oh my god, my knee.
Yeah, dude.
So I mean, aside from that, like, it really doesn't matter to me if you have like no skill at all or if you play at like such a really high level, as long as you're able to play safely and not put anyone else at risk. I'm always kind of like down to play. Granted that it's not too far.
I think that's the only problem that I would have with like a beginner player.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't mind playing with you, but like, please know to be safe. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because like, I mean, the worst thing, at least like this guy who barely even knows the game and he's in all up in the net and maybe his like half of his foot is under and the person who's been playing and, you know, they're really good at controlling their body, but they just, for that one specific moment, can't avoid it. Now, you know, you put them at risk of, like, a huge injury.
I think that's hard to ask of a beginner because, they can't control their body. And all they know how to do is try their best.
Yeah.
But that's when, like, a more experienced player will choose not what to do. Like, something's not worth it. You know what I mean?
So absolutely. I feel like it's not the beginner person's fault when all they're trying to do is get accustomed to it.
I think, okay, so speaking on that note, though, but I can be like, hey, man, try not to, like, jump under the, or, like, go under the net, or, like, try to touch the net. And to the best of their ability, they can still jump up and still do that. But at the same time, like, what Brandon was saying, knowing what balls to go for and which ones to, like, just kind of let them have.
Just let them get the point.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's not worth it, man.
Save your leg.
Yeah, unless you live to play.
That's Will. Look what happened. He broke his foot.
Dude, yes. Like, not just an ACL injury. I fractured my right foot.
God. I don't mean to laugh, but.
Dude, and right right when I was just like getting back into it, freaking COVID.
Really?
Yeah, man. Even like right now, like my ankle's like super tight, but at the same time, like everything leading up to like COVID, I think that was maybe like 4 months after I got my foot kind of cleared to play again. Even though I was like low key kind of playing when I didn't get cleared, because I was like, oh, I gotta push myself because. Yeah. You know, I got Mike to look up to. Got to try to heal as fast as this guy. Here. I know, man.
Well, yeah, that's true because you had your injury like middle of last year, maybe, right?
I think so.
Because then when I tore my ACL, that was middle of last year too, and I didn't start playing again until maybe August, September.
Mm-hmm.
But you were still kind of iffy about it.
Yeah.
Then you finally started playing more. Over the summer. Yeah, right? Yeah. Damn. Yeah. How's your foot now? Is it good? Or
it's good, man. It's good. I mean, like, since we've been playing, like, on the weekends and stuff and all that, it's, you know, just slowly just getting better. And, like, I've been playing there, some beach here and there. But, yeah. Oh, and so, I guess, speaking of, like, playing on the weekends, this would be a good segue to how... Like, how long did it take for you to start up Sunday Funday?
Because,
I mean, like, obviously, like, COVID hit and, like, everyone... COVID
hit, like, March. I think the last time I played indoor was, like, March.
Yeah.
And then we took, like, maybe 2 month break before I was, like, I need to fucking play volleyball.
Damn.
And this is when, like, you know... places started opening up again because we were on that huge lockdown for at least like a month and a half or something.
Dude, it felt like it was like 3 to 4 months.
Because we didn't start playing till summer, so April, I mean, I guess so. I think we started in June.
Okay.
And then I was like, dude, we used to play outdoor all the time. Like, let's do it. And it started off with, I think it was me, you, and then...
Was I in one of the first ones?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I came a little bit later.
And then John Magno, shout out to John. He always had a net too. And then I was just like, let's just play Sundays. And then everyone was down because, you know, volleyball is life.
Volleyball is life.
And we would just play every Sunday.
COVID or not.
Yeah, but I would, you know, we would be super clean. Disclaimer.
Yeah.
I would always have hand sanitizer. Always there, like every time we touch the ball, like...
Literally, after you touch the ball, Brandon would jump out from the sidelines and squirt some freaking hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Gotta be safe.
Yeah. And then Mike came. Mike came.
Oh, yeah, Sunday. Mike came. My old friend Mio, I invited her out. And she's like, I want to bring my friend Mike. And then when Mike came, I was like, I know that guy. That's the bionic leg dude. <Yeah.
laughs> No, I know. I knew Will there, too, when I came.
Who doesn't know fucking Will? You know what I mean? And then the next week, I was like, oh, Mia, we're playing again. She's like, oh, I can't come, but I'll tell Mike. And that's what happened. I made Mike drink because we would drink on Sundays.
Wait, no, that day I ran out of water. I was so happy I had that to drink. The whatever, alcohol? Whatever, the melon cart, whatever.
Oh, the mango cart.
The mango cart, yeah. I was like, yes, please.
Oh, my God. Playing volleyball drunk is kind of bad, but fun.
I think, like, if we kind of, like, take it in a way that it's more casual rather than, like...
Trying to get...
Get the fuck out of my
Yeah,
way.
Trying to get all faded, yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, making it, like, really competitive. But now it's like, ah, oh, man, do I just want to be casual? I kind of want to, like, up it up
we're getting
to, like...
old.
I want to be more competitive.
I know. How does it feel about being an old man playing volleyball?
It's crazy. People say that I'm an old man, but I play a lot better than everyone.
You're not an old man,
half
dude.
My age.
Yeah, you're not an old man.
But like, no, on that note, like, it's crazy because I felt like I didn't hit my physical peak until like I was like 30, till like 32, and then someone came under the net and freaking killed my ankle.
But, just makes you work harder, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I mean, it goes from athleticism, and now you're playing with knowledge more so. You're not trying to beat them physicality wise. You're trying to beat them mentally. And so you're playing a lot smarter, and that's probably aiding to how you playing a lot better.
Oh, for sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I have been told that I need to play harder.
Oh, let me tell you. When Will plays with us, he doesn't do shit. But then he goes to these fucking tournaments. Well, okay, it's a tournament, but like, he'll play with like his other friends and he's going all hard. I'm like, why can't you bring that here? Rude. That's rude.
Dude. And then, okay, which I admit to, right? So I admitted to it, and then I think it was like, what was it? I think it was like one weekend. Like, I started like putting more effort into it. Like, and then I felt really bad because I ended up hitting one of our friends in the freaking throat.
But that's fine. That's the part of the game.
Yeah.
I felt so bad, and I'm like, okay, now I try a little bit.
That just means she wasn't in the right zone.
I tried a little bit harder, and now I'm like, oh, God. I'm sorry.
That's what she gets. Shout out, Hannah. You fucking suck.
Blame your blockers.
But yeah, that's what happened on Sundays. I miss it. I haven't played in a while.
I feel like we haven't played in like months.
I know. COVID cases are really, really bad right now. So
they really are. They really are, though. You know, we're trying to stay safe out here.
Yes.
Plus, like, you'll be able to try those new outdoor shoes that you
shout out to Will. He got me shoes for Christmas. But left the fucking receipt in the box.
Oh, God.
You know, just in case if you want to return it, I guess. Whatever. He's like, if he was like, oh, thanks, Will. But this color is trash. I'm going to return it.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate you.
Thanks,
man. I'll use them.
Man, okay. One, I guess this is one of the last things I wanted to save towards the end. But like, because I know that we all have like a pretty good network of like people that play in open gyms.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Who's your dream team? Who's your dream team out of everyone?
Dream team?
What do you mean by dream team? Like, are you
part
of this?
Will your audience even know who we're talking about?
Who cares?
Are you part of this dream team or are you...
I think that's what he's asking.
No.
Okay. Am I on your dream team or no?
No. You can take me out of the equation. Your dream team, meaning like, it's up to you to put together a team that... You know you'll have fun with no matter what.
Bro, my dream team's my friends.
Or if you just want to freaking crush everyone's dream that steps onto the court on the other side.
I mean...
And laugh at them.
So we are in this dream team. Like, the person answering
you're
is also on the
dream team.
You're
making up your team.
Oh, okay.
So you're in it. You're in it.
Okay.
Honestly,
I'm not included in the pool of players. Because I'm on the sideline coaching everyone.
I honestly don't care.
Oh, God. You're trash, dude.
I don't.
Give me. Okay, let's start with who would be your outsides? Me? Or actually, no. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, but I'm asking you both, obviously, right? So, okay, on Mike's team, he's one outside. Who's your other outside?
My other outside?
I'll give you some time to think.
Yeah, this is hard.
Putting
us on the spot like that.
Come on, dude.
Recently, how about out of who we've been playing with then?
Yeah, no, because obviously...
Or like in Sunday
everyone,
Fun Day.
Out of everyone that you...
But that's what I'm saying. Your audience isn't going to know these people. They're going to skip this shit.
No, good. Come on, man. People want to know if they made
outside?
It on Mike's team.
Oh, God. They're like, who's Mike? I'm just kidding. Who's Brandon?
I really like playing with Gio, and I would probably have him as the other outside.
Gio's
so, okay,
really good.
So yeah. Why Gio?
I think he brings a fun character to the team and environment. And
he has his young muscles. You know?
But he's also very athletic, and we always try to outdo each other but have fun with it, kind of.
That's a good choice. Solid choice. Yeah. Okay.
He's a good person to play with.
Panning over to Brandon, who'd be your outsides, man?
My outside?
You're not playing outside.
I'd probably have Mr. John Magno as my outside.
Hey, shout out to John again.
He's super quick, and he can jump.
Dude, and he has like one of the best attitudes on the court.
And he can pass, and he's fast. So,
who would be your other one?
You gotta make me have two?
Come on, dude. You're only gonna play with one outside?
I know. Oh, you know, I think it'll be Will Capistrano.
No, dude. I'm not in this, man. Hey. I was gonna be like, how long have you been playing volleyball and you play with one outside? Go ahead. You could say Jordan.
Jordan's good, but he wouldn't be my outside.
Who'd be... Out of your friends, like, whether if it's someone that, you know, might be there, like, skill-wise, and or it could just be someone that's, like, fun, that you like being around.
Jordan would be good. I'd probably put him as either Oppo or...
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay. I don't know. Fucking Gio would be good.
Okay. Yeah. I'll let you guys off the hook this time if you decide to pick the same players. But, okay. So, outside, you got Gio and you got John. Who's your opposites? And yeah. You could even, depending on whether or not you want to play setter or, like, libero.
Daniel Liu is a really good oppo.
Okay. Daniel Liu. And are you running, like, a 5-1 or are you doing a 6-2? Oh,
5-1 for sure.
Okay. Who's the setter?
Me.
Perfect. Perfect answer from perfect Brandon. Over
there. Dude, no.
Mike, who you got?
I'd probably run a 6-2. I'd like it better. It'd probably be John as my oppo, and then my setter would actually be Noli.
Ooh, that's a good choice. He's got really good hands, man.
He's a really good setter.
You know, Noli really is, yeah. I mean, he can play almost every position, but I think his strong suit is setting.
Moving on, who would you have as your middles? The towers, dude. Who's going to be the blocking machines of your team?
I think VJ is really good, even though he doesn't play middle.
It's so crazy because he really does not play middle as like his normal position. He plays outside.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of people, because he's a really good player, he ends up getting stuck playing middle.
I don't.
So you have VJ and... Who would be your opposite? Or not, yeah, opposite of VJ.
Like as another middle or libero?
Middle. Because, oh my gosh.
So there's another spot.
Libero spot. No, because like once that middle kind of rotates out, then the other middle
just
comes.
Just clarifying your f-ing question too, bro.
It's in my responsibility to give you a hard time, man. What kind of friend would
I
be
if I
didn't?
Think of like all the, it's hard because like if we were still going up at gyms, this would be so much easier.
There aren't too many middles to pick from, too.
Because no one likes playing middle.
That is true.
I mean...
There's not that many...
Micah's really... pretty good, too. I'd pick Micah as a middle.
You know, Micah, speaking of Micah, he's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. Because he's been playing a lot.
Yeah, he's been playing a ton of volleyball. So, he has, like, that middle build as a player.
Mm-hmm. Micah and VJ, they're best friends, too. How cute.
Oh my gosh!
Go ahead, Mike. Who's your first middle?
Actually Nate's pretty good too.
Hey, you already had your turn, dude.
Shout out to you, Nate.
I have no one on.
He is a really good choice, though.
Yeah,
I don't think Mike knows him.
Yeah, I don't know him.
So out of your pool of people,
my gosh, that is so difficult.
Yeah, that's hard for him. He only started last year.
So you already know who you're gonna pick, dude. You got 12 people in your pool.
Yeah, I'll put Will as my middle.
Solid choice.
Yo, once again, I'm not in this pool selection.
But he don't know any other middle, so you're part of it. All right, next.
All right, fine. One more. Give me one more. At least one.
Okay, I'll just put Clint.
Ooh,
great choice, too.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a really good choice. Okay, what else we got? Last one.
Libero. Yeah.
Who would you all pick? Who you guys got?
Probably Roe.
Oh. You sure you don't want JR?
JR's good, too.
They're both good choices, man. No, you can only have one.
Okay. Roe.
Okay. What about you, Mike?
I'll go with my man, Brandon.
Oh.
You know, since my ACL tear, I've been playing libero. So, the biggest libero you'll ever meet,
although,
baby.
On his team, he's playing center, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'll know that if he has to set, like, as a backup, like, let's say your setter gets it, then boom.
It'll be perfect.
Exactly.
Oh, well, if our teams are facing off against each other, actually, do you know Kirsten?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, she's actually a pretty good libero, and I...
Wait, so is that who your pick is?
Yeah, if we're facing off against each other.
Oh, dang.
You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah. I guess that's... I'll let that slide.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to think of all the liberos in the fucking community right now.
There's a bunch, dude.
There's a bunch. Honestly, if we were to pick our position that you would want to stick with, I'd probably pick libero.
I'd be setter for sure, man.
Setter. Yeah. Setter or libero for me. That'd be fun.
What about you? Oh, I already know Mike. Outside. Mike's an outside for sure.
I just need a pass.
An outside that doesn't
just
pass.
Just be middle so you don't have to pass.
No.
Jeez. That's unheard of, man.
Would you say that's one thing you want to work on for sure?
Yeah, it's been the one thing I need to work on. My defense, I can't. I just need to work on my defense.
Gotcha.
So he's that volleyball player. I just want to hit.
No, I'm just doing well at that one thing I'm good at.
It's like, what position you play? Outside? Are you going to pass? Hell no. Cool, man. I appreciate you guys putting together your like dream teams on stuff, man.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward, but you know.
Yeah, because
the podcast
put you guys on the spot right there.
Yeah,
man, it would have been more. Maybe it would have been more entertaining if I would have talked about like who you least like playing with.
We can do that. You can always edit. You always don't have to include this.
That's true. I mean? That's true. Okay, maybe let's say one person, and we can describe how they like why. Yeah, why.
No, I don't want any names.
Yeah, we're only describing how they play. Like, why is it? What is it about the way how they play that makes you not want to play with them?
Just a few people I can think of. One person in general, very good player, super good player actually, but they're just so ignorant and not fun to play with. They're the type of person who like will make you feel stupid when you play with them. Do you know what I mean? I hate those type of players. How about we just say the type of players we don't like? Yeah. It doesn't have to be anyone in specific.
Yeah, we can do that.
Reset.
Okay, yeah, reset.
So you're going to ask a question again?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is one of the other questions I wanted to find out about you guys. Is what type of volleyball player don't you mesh with well on the court? Just makes you want to run away instead of like, you know, volunteer as tribute for like that last position on their team.
I hate exclusive players. Like, I'm not going to talk to you if you're good, those type of players.
Oh, I see.
I'm not going to talk to you if you're not good. Yeah, elitist players.
Elitist players?
Even though Tim thinks I'm an elitist, but I'm not. Yeah, and then people who like will make you feel dumb for like mistakes or if you're not as good as their friends or something.
I think on that note too, if you're giving someone advice and you're not that good to give that advice.
All those coach players.
I'm like, dude, you can't even do that yourself, man. How are you going to expect someone else to do something that you can't even do yourself?
Well, actually about that, when you're looking at it and you're critiquing, it's you still can, even though you can't do it yourself.
They just mean well.
Yeah,
they do. But it's like their delivery is in a way that it's so, I don't know, demeaning to like the other person. I'm belittling to the other person. It's like, oh, you can't even do that. Like, bro, you can't even do that yourself, dude.
Well, I never really took it like that. Whenever I got feedback in that way, I'd be like, okay, yeah, let me think about it and see if it's valid what you're saying. You know?
Just stick a pin in it. I'll get back to you.
I mean, I'm never like, you can't do it. Why are you telling me?
So
to
if
do
a
it?
Scrub give you advice on how to pass when you know they can't pass,
yeah, I
you
mean,
wouldn't be mad.
I would want to see why they are saying that in the first place. Because like, no one's gonna try to trash talk you if they know they're not that good themselves either. They're just trying to mean the best.
Some people
are like that.
Some people are just bold, dude. They got that confidence.
Still, it's just in good faith.
Walking onto the court, like
Mike just likes to see the good in people.
That's true. I also really don't like it when, for me personally, when people don't try just because like they're playing against like a weaker team. Although,
yeah.
Yeah, well, although, I mean, I've been guilty of that. There are times where I'm like, oh, man, I'm having like this internal conversation with myself. I'm like, why am I even here? Like, do I really need to put out so much more effort? And then I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm here to have fun. I'm here with friends. Or it's like, I've seen extreme cases to where it's like, they put, like, people have put themselves like so high up on a pedestal and just look down on everyone else. And it's like, damn, dude, like, we all out here trying to have fun. And when you bring that energy and that attitude into the court,
it ruins everyone's mood.
Yeah. Like, I've seen it where, to a point where it was like, it's not even fun anymore. This game that I've grown to, like, enjoy and love over the span of, like, my entire life is, like, all the joy is sucked out just from all that negativity, you know? And, I mean, I've been guilty, but I try to keep that to a minimum. And, yeah.
That's why I like playing at Black Mountain, because everyone is so, like, you know, we're all friends there. Mm-hmm. We're all not exclusive. You want to play, let's play, blah, blah, type of thing. But that's just the volley vibe, you know what I mean?
But that's true, man.
You need to have a good atmosphere to play.
Yeah.
And it makes you play well, too, if you're having fun.
Yeah. There was a time, though, when I used to really take everything way too serious, get way too competitive, and that was part of what attributed to my ACL injury, was because I was getting irritated at my teammates. I was probably a lot more tense than I should have been, not super relaxed, and then went up for a spike. It was like a 50-50 ball, and when I landed, I just heard like a pop, and I was like, I think that was just a culmination of all those negative emotions building up to that point, and it was like a huge reality check for me.
For sure. You always gotta play with a good attitude.
Having like that good attitude, there's nothing wrong with being competitive if the situation calls for it.
Yeah, you can still, like, you know, be competitive and have fun, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So.
Cool, man. I mean, I guess this is a good time to, like, bring it to, you know, a close. Do you guys have anything that you guys got going on or looking forward to?
Like, in general?
In general, and maybe something that you want to plug out?
Not really.
No, I'm good on my end.
Yeah.
He's probably looking forward to his leg healing up, so.
That's true, man. We're going to get to see you. It's good that you had that injury to recover from so I can train and
just
slowly and
steadily. Just know that when it heals, he's going to come back harder.
Yeah, but it's a long time from now, for now.
Yeah, I'll give you 9 months.
He says 9 months. This guy's going to come back in like 4 months. I'm saying.
He'll start jump training next week.
I know, exactly. Cool, man. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I know y'all are busy trying to stay COVID-free and stuff.
For sure.
But yeah, man. All right. Thanks for tuning in again to Volley Vibes. Appreciate y'all, you know, sticking with me on my journey to get to interview all my friends that I've met.